How many messages do we have? Quite a few. All right. We'll do those later then. We have a couple of conference committee reports that we'll do first. Senator Peterson, are you ready on message number 440 in reference to Senate File 83, Medicaid Fraud Recovery?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read in message 440.
February the 22nd, 2013, from House of Representatives, message number 440, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 83, Medicaid Fraud Recovery. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 47, noes 12, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Senator Peterson.
No. Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message number 440 to Senate File 83, Medicaid Fraud Recovery, and ask for the body to vote no. Now that I've got these two attention here, they kind of, in particular over on the other side of the building, got kind of cozy with this bill, Mr. President, and spent a lot of time with it. And I, as you can tell by the amendments, they were quite in-depth and detailed, so would like to have a chance to go over and kind of hammer some of these things out. Some of them aren't that serious, but others actually changed the bill quite a bit, so I'd ask the body to vote no.
Okay. Any discussion? The motion is the Senate do concur on Senate File 83. You've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Beepout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Ah.
Nicholas excused. Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
No.
President Ross?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. One aye, 28 noes, and one excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 83. Conference Committee for Senate File 83 is Senator Peterson, Chairman, Senator Perkins, and Senator Schiffer. You're liking it, aren't you? okay. Senator Esquibel, are you ready on message number 434 in reference to Senate File 146?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read in message 434.
February the 22nd, 2013, from the House of Representatives. Message number 434, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 146, termination of parental rights. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, noes 0, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Esquibel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me. Move message number 434 to Senate File 146, termination of parental rights. And I'd like to refer to the changes that the House made as, you know, we say tomato, they say tomato. We say potato, they say potato. The changes are basically just formatting changes. I checked this out with LSO and with Department of Family Services, and they're satisfied with it. That the changes are really formatting, doesn't change anything of a substantive nature. And some of the changes that the House included in there are some that are already in the bill, already in the statutes. So it's basically a formatting change, Mr. President, and I would ask the Senate to concur.
Any discussion? The motion is, excuse me. Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 146. You've been asked to vote aye, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2. Aye. Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas excused, Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 146. We can do that. Yeah, we might as well. We do have a joint conference committee report, Mr. Vice President. Are you ready on joint conference committee report? Reference to House Bill 250, Public Employee Retirement Plans.
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
The reading clerk will read in the joint conference committee report. Mike?
Can't hear me? Joint Conference Committee report regards House Bill 250, Public Employee Retirement Plans, reference Senate message number 273. Signing for the House, Representative Harshman, Ken Esquibel, and Moniz. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Nicholas, and Rothfuss.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee report referencing Senate message number 273 to House Bill 250. Mr. President, I would ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, I had talked earlier about this and gave you the status of the Joint Conference Committee report. There's a sheet on your desk that's colored. It looks like this. If everybody would grab that, it explains exactly what the bill does. And, Mr. President, we took a lot of time with staff going through the calculations, and we worked this over a couple of times to come up with the exact numbers. And if you can see what we've accomplished, and it was just like we talked about earlier this morning, for that first year period, you can see in the green what the employee pays, 0.25% of the 0.5% increase, and then you can look at the contribution by the employer, 0.25%. That's for 14, and then if you look to the next, so that 3 year period, you can see where for those 3 years, the employee pays 0.25, and the 2 years there, the state picks up 0.75% of that additional 1% total, and then out in fiscal year 17, and it's the same from then on out, Mr. President. The employee pays half, and the state pays half. And I mentioned earlier this morning, Mr. President, the cost of the general fund and the school foundation program. You can see those costs clear on the right-hand side, and just for instance, Mr. President, if you look at fiscal year 17, you can see the estimated cost of the general fund of $2.295 million to the school foundation program, $4.875 million. And, of course, you just multiply, or the exact amount of that would be what the employee is contributing in both of those accounts. Mr. President, you may recall when you looked at the golden rod, we had $8.1 million set aside the cost of this particular thing for the school foundation program. You can see that it ends up being $4.875 million. Mr. President, the last thing I would mention, if you look down to 2 year, 18 beyond, you see the number has changed a little bit. It's because of a 10 year versus a 12 month cycle, and you can that's pointed out in the notes to this particular sheet. So, Mr. President, that's what we did with the Joint Conference Committee report. I think it was a fair compromise, and glad to answer any questions.
Questions? Any discussion? Hearing none. Motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 250. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns. Case. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe. Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas excused. Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, and 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report in reference to House Bill 250. Members of the Senate, we have a little presentation to do today. And I have a long script that I'm supposed to read, so bear with me. No, I'm happy to do it. This is important. Since 1994, a scholarship has been presented to a legislative intern. For the past 19 years, 24 exceptional students from the University of Wyoming, Laramie County Community College, Western Wyoming Community College, and Eastern Wyoming Community College have benefited from over 6,400 in memorial contributions. The funds are currently administered by the University of Wyoming's Partnership for Civic Education at the American Heritage Center. The Wyoming Legislature sponsors the internship program, which allows students enrolled at an institution of higher education to obtain credit along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Conversely, the legislators benefit by having someone who can help them in areas of constituent mail, bill tracking summaries, drafting talking points, writing news releases or newsletters or similar services. During each legislative session, a deserving student is awarded this scholarship. The recipient has been selected to receive the scholarship for this 62nd legislative session. During our joining our scholarship recipients, of course, is LaVonda Cobsa, and who's been coordinator of this group for the past 11 years. Before that, LaVonda worked for the Wyoming Legislature as House staff during the session. This year, the Legislative Selection Committee has chosen Aaron Freeman as the recipient of the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship. Aaron is attending Western Wyoming Community College and will have an Associates of Arts degree in education this spring. After graduation, she plans to work on her bachelor's degree in secondary education at the University of Wyoming. Among other things, Aaron did research and worked on talking points for the hitchhiking bill. There you go, Senator Christensen. And presented it in committee. She worked on YouTube videos. I hope I wasn't on any of those. did some bill summaries, stood sentry at room 302 for several meetings and created a spreadsheet on vehicle registrations, compiled stories about the Senate Judiciary Room photographs, as well as observing many committee meetings and floor debates. And it has been her a great experience for her. LaVonda, if you wish to present the scholarship check to her, that would be a great. You're welcome to address the Senate.
Can I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
I don't really know how this works, but I am very gracious that I was granted this opportunity, and it's been good. It's been really fun, and I've learned so much that I can take back to my college. So thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations, Aaron. We are glad to participate in this scholarship program. It benefits Wyoming students and the legislature. I'd like to encourage you all to read the letter that's on your desk about making future contributions to the intern scholarship program. Congratulations again, Aaron. Thank you, LaVonda, for everything that you do. We have messages from the House.
February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 448, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted, recedes from non-concurrence. Mr. President, House Bill 102, Hospitalization of Mentally Ill Persons. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 449, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 250, Public Employee Retirement Plan. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message 442, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 26, Appraisal Management Company Regulation, ayes 60. House Bill 56, Wyoming Pollution Discharge Elimination System, ayes 60. House Bill 201, Transfer of Death Deed, ayes 60. And House Bill 229, Regulation of Natural Gas as a Transportation Fuel, ayes 59, excused 1. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 48, Medical Assistance Hospice Care, ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Senate File 69, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, ayes 59, excused 1. Senate File 77, Community College Construction, ayes 59, excused 1. Senate File 103, Electronic Cigarettes, ayes 55, noes 4, excused 1. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 451, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 55, Energy and Natural Resource Education Initiative. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 47, noes 12, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 455, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 60, Medicaid Reform. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 10, conflict 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 456, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 61, Reviser Bill. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. February the 25th, 2013, House of Representatives, message number 457, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 106, projects funded by abandoned mine land funds. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 44, noes 16. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 446, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 77, Wyoming Lottery. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 25, noes 34, excused 1. The House requests the Senate appointing committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. February 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 447, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 77. The House conferees are Representative Zwanitzer, Dave Zwanitzer, Representative Byrd, and Stubson. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. Any more?
The conferees for House Bill 77, Wyoming Lottery, are Senator Von Fladen, Chairman, Senator Burns, and Senator Emmerich. So it's just enrolled acts, then? Signing of enrolled acts. House Enroll Act 82 being original House Bill 18.
House Enrolled Act 82 being original House Bill 18 and an act relating to telecommunications.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 82 being original House Bill 18. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 83 being original House Bill 134.
House Enrolled Act number 83 being original House Bill 134. Upon the presentation, I got to get on this side. An act relating to highways.
House Enrolled Act 83, being original House Bill 134. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 84, being original House Bill 139.
House Enrolled Act number 84, being original House Bill 139, an act relating to the Uniform Trust Code.
House, I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 84, being original House Bill 139. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 85, being original House Bill 145.
House Enrolled Act number 85, being original House Bill 145, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 85, being original House Bill 145. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 86, being original House Bill 152.
House Enrolled Act number 86, being original House Bill 152, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 86, being original House Bill 152. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 87, being original House Bill 115.
House Enrolled Act number 87, being original House Bill 115, an act relating to wrongful death claims.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 87, being original House Bill 115. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 88, being original House Bill 163.
House Enrolled Act number 88, being original House Bill 163, an act relating to teachers.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 88, being original House Bill 163. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 89, being original House Bill 170.
House Enrolled Act number 89, being original House Bill 170, an act relating to sales tax.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 89, being original House Bill 170. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 90, being original House Bill 85.
House Enrolled Act number 90, being original House Bill 85, an act relating to municipalities.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 90, being original House Bill 85. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 64, being original Senate File 86.
Oh, I got two.
Got two.
House Enrolled Act number 60, Senate Enrolled Act number 64, being original Senate File 86, an act relating to counties.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 64, being original Senate File 86. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 65, being original Senate File 130.
Senate Enrolled Act number 65, being original Senate File 130, and act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 65, being original Senate File 130. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 66, being original Senate File 147.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 66 being original Senate File 147, and Act relating to public health and hospitals.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 66, original Senate File 147. I have so signed. There you go, Senator Kraft. Senate Enrolled Act 67, being original Senate File 162.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 67, being original Senate File 162, and Act relating to the taking of wildlife.
Got signed. Senate Enrolled Act 67, being original Senate File 162. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 68 being original Senate File 48.
Senate Enrolled Act 68 being original Senate File 48 and Act relating to Medicaid.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 68 being original Senate File 48. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 69 being original Senate File 69.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 69 being original Senate File 69, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 69 being original Senate File 69. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 70 being original Senate File 77.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 70 being original Senate File 77 and Act relating to construction of community colleges facilities.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 70 being original Senate File 77. I have so signed. And, last but not least, Senate Enrolled Act 71 being original Senate File 103.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 71 being original Senate File 103, an act relating to child protection.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 71 being original Senate File 103. I have so signed. That's it, right? Mr. Vice President, that clears the desk.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, February 26th.
Any announcements? Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Management Council will meet tomorrow, February 26th, Tuesday, upon adjournment in room 302. To discuss interim topics.
Further announcements? Senator Ron Flater.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Conference Committee on House Bill 77, the lottery bill, will meet probably as soon as the House gets out up in, is that 14? The Transportation TRW room up here on the Senate side.
Okay. Other announcements? Senator Burns.
Mr. President, if I could ask the members of the Senate TRW committee to gather at my desk immediately upon the gavel for about 2 minutes, please.
Okay. Any other announcements? Senator Hines.
Mr. President, your conference committee on House Bill 66, our intention is to meet after the House adjourns and get together at that time.
Any other announcements? Hearing none. You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion's carried. Senate stands adjourned until 10 a.m. February 26th.